The Interior Department has proposed new rules restricting methane emissions from the oil and gas industry. Methane is a potent greenhouse gas, and oil and gas production is a significant source. The Obama administration has set a target for reducing methane emissions from the industry by 45% within a decade. The proposed new rules won't have much impact in Alaska. They apply to operations on federal land, while the vast majority of drilling here takes place on state land. And Kathy Forrester of the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission says the state already has this issue under control.
Every month, every operator has to account to my agency for every puff of gas they produce.
Forrester says methane emissions total about 0.5% of the natural gas produced in the state. Still, she says, it adds up.
At Prudhoe Bay, they produce 8 BCF a day. So less than 0.5% of a big number is a big number.
Meanwhile, Alaska officials would like the federal government to clean up its own act. Interior still hasn't dealt with the so-called legacy wells drilled on federal land decades ago, including one that has been leaking methane for years.
My agency and the Alaska legislature have had a concerted effort to force the Department of Interior to hold itself to the same standards that it holds industry to.
That may finally be happening. In 2013, Senator Lisa Murkowski secured funding to deal with some of the legacy wells. Forrester says the Bureau of Land Management expects to deal with the leaking well this year or next.